The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Andrea Powell.
Yes, that's right. I hope everyone's had an awesome weekend. We'll be finding out who's had one and who hasn't today. We'll also be finding out what you like and hate about this program. We've discovered a new, more insidious form of telemarketing. Full details coming up, along with the comedy stylings of Steve Liebman. That's right. It's all on Get This, the show Ethel Chop describes as...
Codswallop!
That'd be the choir boys here at Get This on Triple M. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another week of it with myself, Tony Martin, and that man, Ed Cavalier.
Hello. Two men have been blamed for 55 separate murders, rapes, and shootings.
Oh, hang on, Steve.
Come on, Steve. There
you go. That's not actually true.
At least for the time being.
We've got Richard Marsland pushing the buttons.
As a form of punishment.
In case you're wondering, the person occasionally heard giggling behind her clipboard is Nikki Hamilton, who's been producing this show since it started.
And will now undergo counselling by the company.
And on the phones, of course, we've got Katie, who we understand has a crush on Karl Stefanovic.
We'll have more on that shortly.
And what about our co-host today? Well, we're favoured with the delightful wit of Andrea Powell.
It's operating, incidentally, 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Andrea. Thanks for coming in.
As a form of punishment.
All right, Steve! He just loves the comedy, Steve Liebman.
That's
best. He's the best.
Andrea.
24 hours a day, good Lord.
Were you just watching a bit of Karl Stefanovic, the robot?
I was, because I can't get enough of him. I can't get enough of those noises. They had Loretta Swit on this morning. Remember her Major Hot Lips Houlihan from MASH?
Right. Is there a topical reason for that?
I believe she just wandered into the studio.
She's now, a bit confused these days.
She's not too young. And Richard Wilkins was interviewing her, and he goes, you haven't aged a day. And I thought... That's insane. I think she was promoting the release of the DVD of MASH. Anyway, she's had so much plastic surgery.
Oh, really?
She looked like a Muppet. I'm not kidding. I mean, her lips are twice the size that they were before when she was young and they were big then. And she looks like she's had so much work done and her nose is really small. So she kind of looks like Miss Piggy but with a nose job.
Wow.
And it's extraordinary. And it's like plastered across. Who was that woman that had so much plastic surgery and she ended up looking like a cat?
The Bride of Wildenstein.
she's obviously gone to the same plastic surgeon as the Bride of Wildenstein.
There's a point where they cross a line and they start to look like Eric Stoltz in that film Mask.
You
know what I mean?
It's just
whole chunks of your head are made of rubber.
She's had so much work done that she's actually, I'm sure her eyebrows were plugs that were put in later. And she
Mr. Potato Head.
With removable ears.
But has she got a boob dent? Because that's my favourite new phrase from the women's mags.
Sickening.
Boob dent!
I love the boob dent.
On the cover of New Weekly, we've got Paula Abdul's boob dent. We should just have a magazine called Boob Dent.
There we go.
National I'd buy that.
Boob dent.
Yeah.
I think Tori Spelling had a boob dent last week. Vivica A. Fox was dented up. And now look at, how would you describe that? It's kind of the beverage holder look, isn't it?
Well, actually, that's a boob dent crossed with a mono boob, as your sister said, Tony.
Yes.
So it's a mono boob dent.
Well, it looks like someone's like having thrown a tennis ball at Paula really hard.
And her breasts are actually made out of foam.
It's going to collapse a bit in the middle of her breasts.
Your boob dent connection, get this. What else is going on? Did you have now we're going to talk awesome weekends later, Andrew, but what did you get up to?
What, this weekend?
Yeah.
Well, I stayed up very late, unfortunately. Yes. I watched the end of the Tour de France, stage 20 of Le Tour de France.
That's your cycling? Is that the one that Kraftwerk take part in? Or was that just a song?
No, they did. Every year.
They represented Germany, Kraftwerk.
Right. They look like they're on some of the cycles. I just can't get enough of men in Lycra, especially men that are occasionally going, hoi, hoi, hoi. So, you know. I don't know why I'm addicted to the Tour. I just loved it.
It's pretty tough going. It's great to watch.
It's a very, very exciting
Because essentially race. Someone said, I'll race you around France on a bike. First man wins. You know, that's pretty tough going.
It's really tough. And they get thinner and thinner every day.
Any boob dents?
Absolutely not. A few arse dents, I would imagine, at the end of that.
Stids.
Yeah.
I was looking through my files on the weekend, Ed, and was I telling you about human gun racks?
Oh, yeah.
This is a fantastic. This is a photograph we tried to buy the rights to for an album cover years ago. This will impress you, Andrea. Mm. It was a photograph in People magazine, and it was, you know how you can send photos in to try and get $25 in the People magazine?
25.
Three blokes out on some kind of shooting holiday decided to just pull their pants down to their ankles, bend over, face the camera, and just prop their shotguns in their ass cracks. And they called that shot human gun racks.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
And there's three of them. That's good. What I like.
That sounds safe. It's
good. And we were going to call one of our albums human gun racks, and we wanted that shot, and we just, you know, like the bidding went up? Like the guys who owned the guys who were the human gun racks are going, oh, no, we'll need $100,000 for that.
Oh, what a shame.
And we've got a lot of offers. Billy Joel wants it, you know. Sting wants it.
And there's just no way we could have recreated it with the sense of madness and abandon of the original. Sorry, I don't know why the Tour de France led to that. I just had a mental picture of just people propping their bikes in ass cracks at the end of the Tour de France.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Gotta put them somewhere.
I love sports.
Oh.
But hey, the show is underway.
Too much.
Or is are the wheels falling off the show already, do you think?
Mm-mm.
Because last week's program, well, on Friday's show, young Ed here and his friend Josh did a kickboxing sketch, and I think that proved one thing.
And that is, drug usage in schools is on the rise.
No, that was excellent. But last week on the show, Ed, largely because, you know, I'm not allowed to have coffee anymore. Mm-hmm. My doctor said I can't have. They stuck a camera into my stomach and discovered coffee damage.
Oh, Tony.
So I'm not allowed to have coffee. So the show, if you've noticed, has slightly slowed down in the last week or so.
What do you mean?
It's gone all Stefanovic. And last week on the show, several jokes were completely mistimed and ruined.
And more than 1,000 others left badly damaged.
And I was honestly expecting the station to say,
pack your bags.
But no, I was simply given a copy of the new Nickelback album.
As a form of punishment.
But enough about that.
Something a little lighter now.
Okay, Steve, all right, if you want to get on board, you can help me out with this joke. Hey, Ed, Philip Ruddock is so cold, he's storing ice cream in his underpants.
I guess that means the ice cream won't melt.
Yeah, I think you've just underlined it a bit too much there, Steve. Well, Andrew's on board. Steve Liebman's on board.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get started. That'll be Snow Patrol, you're all I have here at Get This on Triple M, where Andrea Powell is sitting in with us.
Hello.
Andrea, here's some news. Scientists say men do have sex on the brain. Is this something you've noticed? That men frequently mistake friendliness for flirting and see sexual chemistry where none exists.
Yeah, I have seen a bit of that. mainly, like, you know, on abandoned train stations and stuff like that.
That's true. I often see chemistry where none exists. On the Today Show!
Hey.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Was there a boing before the fake laugh?
I've added a boing to the cake laugh. Can we have one more go at that? Things are funnier with a boing.
Yeah.
The boing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if George Bush had that at his press conferences,
good boing.
He'd be kicking some ass.
Boing.
But that's true. I think people... Melissa in sales here is convinced that Galen has been flirting with her.
Is that right?
Through the TV tree. We've got did you notice the cubicle on the way through, Andrea, that we have a person in sales who has wallpapered their entire cubicle with just pictures of Galen?
Well, no, I didn't notice it. I think I must have walked through a different way. And when you said a cubicle decorated with Galen photos, I imagine it was a toilet cubicle. No, it's somebody's workspace, and they're clearly insane.
We might get her in.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
We should.
We'll get her in for Awesome Weekend.
I don't understand the attraction to him. He looks like an alien. Sorry, we're not allowed to say that.
No, a lot of people like the alien look.
That's really true. That's really true. I know I've always been a little bit about ET.
We can say Carl Stefanovic's a robot, but we can't say that Galen's an alien.
Got to draw the line somewhere.
And what's... wasn't Galen on with some woman who was in the house who's now out of the house?
Yeah, Katie.
Obviously, so it's a love triangle. It's a Katie, Melissa in sales, Galen.
Yeah.
Love triangle.
Katie was never on with Galen.
Oh, wasn't she?
No. Katie was on with Jamie. Jamie's still in there. Galen was on with...
Crystal?
Crystal. Yeah. Crystal's still in there. She's the one with the fake boobs.
I think she's out. Was she out now? She was out now. And they had a fake boob montage.
Yes.
They went, hey, Kate, Gretel goes, let's have a look at some of your best moments, and they just cut to a montage of just her jumping up and down. I just found as many scenarios where she could be looking like she was on a trampoline without being on one.
That's great. That's
so who was on with Jamie, sorry?
Katie, that she also looks like an alien.
Right.
In fact, she looks like she could be, here she is. She looks like she could be Galen's sister. They've both got the old Wildenstein eyes going on.
Boob dent?
No boob dents for her. I think that that Crystal, though, she needs a boob alarm. Because the amount of times her breast just leaped out of her top on that show and she was completely oblivious, just walking around the backyard and one of her nipples would be pixelated.
Hey, we don't want to suggest that it's, you know, that it's dumbed down in there because Jamie's knocking out the poems. Have you heard Jamie's poems?
Oh, they're amazing. I know, honestly.
Let's hear another one.
The windows, not portals outward upon freedom of thought, but reflections inward into awkward introversion. These walls have seen strangers, faces so eerily blank and foreign. These faces have seen people, and tears will see them leave.
Tears will see them leave.
Deep.
As long as something does. Please. Hey, what about the Liberal Party? They've got their own Big Brother-style sex scandal. Seen
what?
This in the paper.
What's going on?
A Big Brother-style sex scandal involving a rising star of the Young Liberal movement.
How do you be a rising star of the Young Liberal movement? What do you have to do to be a rising star of Young Liberal?
Talk like Alexander Downer.
Oh, great.
Appear to be made entirely from pudding, I guess. A Liberal staffer who we'll call Mr. X has been accused by another Young Liberal of nuzzling his head into her chest at a boozy party function and sexually harassing her.
Maybe he was looking for a boob dent.
And sexually harassing her.
At the same time. friends claim Mr. X...
Friends!
Friends and sources.
Well, now we know it's a lie, because a Young Liberal's not going to have any friends.
Yeah. I think the insiders were there to confirm
fair enough.
And the onlookers. They claim that Mr. X approached Mrs. Y, who was wearing a low-cut dress. Whoa. Mr. X began to hug her, then just nuzzled his face in her breasts.
As you do.
I call this one Abbott and this one Costello. Let me stick my head between them and see if I can achieve consensus. How's that? Tory slapping, we'll call that.
There we go.
There we are.
Got to get something out of that one.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? What about... Paul McCartney's missus, the one-legged prostitute. Do you like her work?
It's amazing how she's gone from, like, the, you know, wife of the Beatle, essentially the First Lady of Britain, to being known as the one-legged prostitute. What a sharp fall from grace.
But listen, this is from a week ago, but I hadn't read this story. Heather Mills has moved on to Sussex estate of Paul McCartney, and they're now just 200 metres apart from each other, despite hating each other.
It's weird.
The plan was to make access to their child, Beatrice, easier.
With a flying fox.
That's a good idea. Just a one-legged prostitute on a flying fox. This is painting a better picture, by the way.
Are you listening, Channel 9? I smell prime time here.
It didn't work after a tape of a phone call between the former Beatle and his daughter mysteriously found its way into Mrs. Mills's one-legged hands. In it, fashion designer Stella tells her father she thinks Mills has consistently lied about her past and says she believes stories that her stepmother had worked as a prostitute.
There you go.
A one-legged prostitute. So how's that? Overhearing something.
I smell sitcom. That's what I smell, you know. She's a one-legged prostitute. He's a former Beatle living 200 yards from each other.
And caught in force 200 metres. They've got to stay within 200 metres.
Oh, that's good.
There was a show on TV the other night, rather late, about people have got a thing for amputees.
Yeah, that was...
Ooh, disturbing.
And wasn't it... People have been calling us in, saying then there was the chubby chasers.
Oh, yeah.
Men who are in love with morbidly obese women. And apparently the main bloke, the king of the chubby chasers, was Tony Martin. There is such a catalogue of Tony Martins out. You got Tony Martin in Black Sabbath. You got Tony Martin, Reverend Bob on E Street.
Yeah.
You got that football player Tony Martin. You got the old tap dancing Tony Martin from the 50s. You've got the bloke who people burst into his farmhouse and he shot them dead, and he's now sort of figurehead for vigilantism in England, Tony Martin.
Oh, good.
And now chubby chaser Tony Martin.
Where do you fit in?
We've got a colour for you. Heather Mills McCartney.
One of the women lost 10 stone, And the guy was like, yeah, I don't know how I'm going to feel about her. I'm hoping she hasn't lost too much weight, so I still find her attractive. Then there was a shot of her. She looked exactly the same. And that's 10 stone.
She's lost an entire person.
Yeah. And she was still morbidly obese. Anyway, really nothing else to say there.
Heather Mills McCartney then heard something even more shocking. Mm. Paul McCartney's last album. I just wanted to hear the boing again.
I know you did.
And we'll be hearing it again very soon. I'll get this.
Get this.
It's blatant opportunism, exploitation, really taking advantage, profiteering off the back of the public's enthusiasm.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
It's Get This on Triple M. It's the boob dent. That's what it is. That's what I'm calling this show. Radio's biggest boob dent. Hey, do we want to hear from Ethel Chop?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to happen next. We're going to chop up. But in the meantime, Ed, if you could just smash that window.
Done.
Oh, you'll regret that.
Oh, no.
I think that's Billy Joel.
I will never break another window, I promise.
Oh, Tony. What a poet.
Please.
He's no Jamie. It's Get This on Triple M. Andrea Powell's with us. It's Monday, so Ed's got the women's mags out. What was the story you found over there, Ed? There's some new reality show we're going to have to bookmark, are we?
Everyone should be tuning into the Steph show. A girl from Neighbours has got a single coming out. Can you believe it? It's new. So she's decided to do a reality television show about herself. She goes out with a footballer. She's releasing a single. She's living the Australian dream.
Oh, right.
She sounds really interesting.
Oh, look, she's no K-Fed. I know you love K-Fed's work.
I love K-Fed.
Yeah, listen to this from the women's mags. Kevin Federline is apparently driving his wife, Britney Spears, crazy because he just won't stop rapping, even when they're at home. She says it's way beyond a joke now, says a source.
Ah, good.
She'll be talking to him, and then he'll just burst into some rhimes.
Bust into some rhimes, I think you'll find.
Yeah.
No, he bursts.
Oh, does he?
It's his own style.
Well, he's come from the streets. He's had a hard life. And when you've lived as tough as K-Fed has, you've got a lot of anger inside, and rap's the only way out. It's either rap or a gun.
Right.
Yeah, she should thank her lucky stars she hasn't had her head blown off.
Obviously, Brittany, you'd have to buy him a gun first.
Yeah.
But she'd get him a good one.
Yeah, oh yeah. He'd have to ask permission first.
We need to play some of that. What is it, America?
Popper Zoo?
Is that him?
Yeah.
What about Most Hated?
Can't find that on the legal channels of buying music.
Legal channels of buying music. Obviously, there's the women's mags. Then you've got the more serious end of the news, war in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Not a fit subject for comedy.
Nope.
No.
But I just, you know, obviously when you're firing missiles at someone, to me that's, if you view it objectively, that's evidence of madness really, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
But then imagine writing something on the missile.
Know.
Have you noticed that?
The kids. Isn't it kids?
Writing messages on the missile.
Such as?
Oh, well, it's all sort of ironic. It's all with love.
Whoa.
That's adding insult to injury, isn't it? So the idea is a missile's heading towards you, and what, you've got time to read something, have you?
Let's and get then, out of here. No, I want to see what this says what first.
So, and then, oh, that's sarcastic! Man, that's adding insult.
But aren't there spelling mistakes on the missiles as well?
That's right. If you look closely, this spelling... That'd hurt
really
even more.
That's really unforgivable.
So the last thing you see is a split infinitive. Oh, that's wrong!
I find that
a very odd practice, writing things on missiles.
Not cool.
I mean, the missile's going to blow up. Isn't that enough?
No, clearly not.
Why add a hurtful comment? That's just wrong. Oh, look, speaking of hurtful, the station here is in a terrible spot for parking inspectors. Andrea, I think you might have to pop down.
I'm going to have to go put some money in my meter.
Come in, Andrea, they come to bust
you.
It's the weirdest thing. Every time Andrea comes in.
And it's only when Andrea.
It's so weird.
She draws them like flies. Now, what about the ladies? We've been talking about love.
Right.
We've been talking about reading the signs. When is a man serious? Is Galen serious about Melissa in sales? We were trying to work that out.
We're soon going
to
find out.
When it comes to relationships, there's one person I like to get on the phone, and that's Ethel Choppy. Are you there, Ethel?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good. Have you got some tips for the ladies?
Oh, yeah, because I heard there's some girl in your office that's got the hots for Galen, and clearly she needs help. She's sick on the head. Look.
What kind of help can you offer, though?
A great idea. Look, the way to hitch a man is simple. Forget your pie-in-the-sky daydreams and running after celebrities on television. And just, if you want a man, you set a firm date for your nuptials. It's quite easy. You simply don't put out. It's an age-old tried-and-true technique. You take a cold spoon with your man, wherever you go, and the moment fiancé starts feeling a little frisky, you administer a couple of thwacks to his man gland, and next thing you'll hear him saying, "My, honey, that's smart. What's the number of that registry office? I guarantee it." My Auntie Vatney kept a meat cleaver in her purse, and her reluctant little betrothed was skipping down the aisle faster than he could sing Mac the Knife, but then she was in a real hurry. if you know what I mean. But look, if you don't have a man in your life at all, I've got really good news, Mr. Martin.
Yes,
perhaps
what's that?
That person that's on your show today might make the most of this. As it turns out, I'm seeking a female companion for my mate Clive.
Right.
Oh, he's a wonderful fellow, Clive, but he's that lonely. I'd go out with him myself, only there's no chemistry between us. I find him repulsive. But he's great. He's handsome. In a simple country with basic dental hygiene kind of a way, you know.
Right.
He still has some of his own teeth. And his eyes. Oh, yes, lovely eyes. Well, I should say eye. One of them's false. And that thing has a mind of its own. It just loves to leap out of that socket and say hello, you know? Especially when he's eating soup. Oh, talk about funny.
Well, he sounds like quite a catch there, Ethel.
Yeah, he is. And, oh, you know, he's romantic, too, because he loves reciting poetry.
Yeah.
Now, there's one he says, how does it go? Oh, yeah. There was an old woman with bad angina who had pain from her neck right down to her... Very, very moving.
Right.
I can't remember the rest
we
of it.
We get the idea.
Right.
Yeah, it's very rich in imagery. Pity I can't remember the rest. Yes, so he's terrific, old Clive. So yeah. Perhaps the woman in your office might be, you know, interested. And if she is, tell her she needs to go just pop down to the Sundowners and look for the chap holding up the bar in tan slacks, beige parka, and brown and grey head ulcer.
Wow.
And speak up, because he's deaf as a post.
Right. Well, that's a great tip. Thanks very much, Ethel.
Yeah, that's all right. What about you? How's Ed's love life going?
Pretty bad.
Well,
Ethel.
I'm single.
Well, then you might want to go to his page on the internet and you can send him a rude note.
All right. The internet. That sounds interesting. How do I get there? What bus do I catch?
Oh, there's information on our website.
Yeah.
Just follow the... You'll be fine.
Oh, you're an idiot, Mr. Martin. I've had it with you.
Thanks very much, Ethel. And next up, we'll find out who has had an awesome weekend. That's Pete Murray, Opportunity, here at Get This on Triple M. Andrew Powell's back in the room. Sorry, I was just laughing to myself because I was trying to think of a phrase to describe Ethel Chopp, and the one that popped into my head was foul-mouthed harridan.
Oh, I don't think she's got a foul mouth at all. She's but thanks for saying that. I'll pass that on to her. I'm sure she'll be delighted.
That. Hey, awesome weekends. Let's talk about that. And in order to do that, yes, UK listeners, we're going to have to climb the mountain.
Hey, hey.
Oh, the original is
finally,
back.
We're back.
Hey, mixing it up.
I like that. Fresh. Yeah.
Very nice. Mr. Marsland on the buttons has gone old school today.
I'm ready for a new Talkback Mountain theme as well.
Oh, really?
I love that one.
We had a lot of people email us in from, because our show goes out on the streaming internet style, whatever the hell that is all about. It can be heard, let me put it that way.
We're a breakfast program.
No, we're a midnight show in the UK, but people keep saying, apparently over there, climbing the mountain is some kind of euphemism for self-pleasuring yourself. So, see that Edmund Hillary.
Sure.
Dirty bastard. He's constantly climbing the mountain.
His life climbing the mountain, taking others with him.
No wonder there's such a queue for the summit. Even legless people can't wait to climb the mountain. Okay. Awesome weekends. Who had one? Ed.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, Josh's birthday. Josh Lawson was it on Friday.
Yeah.
His 25th on Saturday.
What'd you do?
Went out. We went to a bar in Melbourne. Then he wanted to dance to some retro, he said. So off we went. And it was just like being in here, Tone. I heard Run to Paradise. When I walked in, I was like, wow, what kind of music do they play in this place? I heard my first real six string.
How retro did it get? Was anyone rolling down the road trying to loosen their load with seven women on their mind?
They weren't.
That's when you know you've gone too retro. Right, so...
But it was good. Then I played some serious table tennis all day yesterday.
Did you score?
Sorry? No, I didn't.
Okay.
I don't. You know that, Tone.
I never score.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah. What about you, Andrea? Awesome weekend?
Awesome. Awesome weekend. Spent most of the day on the couch watching movies with a cold.
Good movies?
Oh, To Catch a Thief.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a bit of...
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant and a bit of Grace Kelly.
Yeah.
Scenes of Nice. On Thursday, though, I went to a pump class, and my first pump class ever, and I wasn't able to walk for 3 days afterwards.
What does that mean? Is it a class to teach you how to wear shoes?
Well...
What's a pump class? I don't know.
It's kind of like an aerobics class with weights.
Lots
of squats
and
things like that. So that kind of took up my weekend, not being able to move.
What was the last bit of exercise you did, Tone? When was the last time you did, like, physical exercise?
I run back and forth to production, demanding that we add a boing to the canned laugh.
Fair
See
enough.
What I'm saying?
Fair enough.
Just putting this show together keeps you fit.
All right.
Now,
can I guess what you did, Tone?
What?
You watched some stuff.
I did. Me and my wife had a Deadwood marathon.
Oh,
someone who works here, a genius of a man called David Kilpatrick.
No, he's good, that Kilpatrick.
Works at the M's, managed to slip me the first four eps of Series 3 of Deadwood.
Oh,
it gets ugly!
Does it?
Series 1, Al Swearingen, nasty piece of work.
Yeah.
Series 2, Cy Tolliver, even nastier.
Yeah.
Series 3... The bloke who was Major Dad, I kid you not, the bloke who was one of Simon and Simon, has turned so ugly that Al and Cy are terrified of him.
Oh,
they've gone even nastier.
You must have been in heaven.
It's so good. I mean, it just washes all of the Big Brother crap out of your system. Just one episode of Deadwood. Is just, it's, you can feel yourself getting smarter.
Yeah, it's one of the best things I've ever seen.
It certainly is. Mm. But I'm sorry, I'm not wanting to bag people who like Big Brother, because have we got a round of applause for Melissa from the sales department?
Hello.
Sorry, Melissa, we understand you're obsessed with Galen.
Oh, not obsessed, just...
Well, I think papering the walls of your cubicle and having a screensaver suggests an obsession.
It is a little disturbing.
Now,
it's pre-framing for the future.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, what did you do on the weekend?
Well, I had a great weekend. I went down to Twister.
What's that?
Twister, the Palais Theatre down at the, is it the Palace?
Melbourne, yes.
And
what happens there? Is that, was Bert Newton there?
No, that's this weekend.
Oh, okay.
What is Twister? Is it a nightclub?
I think it's a club.
Oh, okay.
It's an idea.
All right.
I think they do it every Saturday night, the new Big Brother.
Ah, right, a Vic D's down there.
Yeah, that's
right. Now, who was it? Was it?
It was the Galen himself.
Did you get to meet him?
I did. I got to meet him. I got to get on stage with him.
Oh, my gosh.
Had a few photos after.
And what, there were, 'cause off air we were talking, and you said there were bits that I'll leave out.
No, it was all tame.
Did he give you a kiss?
Oh, just a quite a little cheek kiss, that's all.
Oh, a cheeky little kiss.
And what was he doing, though?
What does he do?
What happens on stage?
Well, he came out on stage and the presenter was obviously asking questions about Big Brother and the Crystal herself.
Mm.
But he did state that he is single.
Oh.
So that was good news.
So he's attached to whoever
Mrs.
was Crystal.
Boudorama.
Now, he's, here's some, I thought you might be coming in, and I've got some quotes from Galen here, Tone.
Yeah.
Now, he's been giving advice to Katie, the one that Andrew thinks looks like an alien, and he said that, I told her she can't be jealous of hot chicks her whole life. Fair enough. And then on the matter of whether Crystal hooks up with Jamie, she says, I couldn't care less. If they hook up, they hook up. In Sydney and Melbourne, there are chicks who look like her every 10 feet. You could walk up to the nearest tree, shake it, and one falls out.
Well, there's some simple advice.
Wow.
It saves on all that internet dating nonsense. Just go to a tree.
What are girls in Sydney getting up to? Just living in trees.
And what is there anyone else in there, though? Who's the bloke? Is it Max? Is that a guy?
The Italian dude?
Max, the Italian stallion, apparently.
He was the one last night. I was just walking. You know, you just have Big Brother on, you walk through the room, and you'll just hear 5 seconds, and that'll be enough.
Most appalling thing
and ever. It was just that guy going, oh, mate, I don't like to date the really hot supermodel chicks.
which works out well, because they don't want to date him either.
That was something that was just constantly coming his way, and he's like, no, get away from me.
What is this, Heidi Klum? Jeez, leave me alone.
Marriage of ideas.
I'm sitting around in my underwear here. But I wanted to ask you, what do you like about Galen?
I think it's the unique side of him that that's good. He's unique. Everyone thinks he looks like Alien or Narnia or something.
But all right, but his personality?
Personality, yes.
You digging that?
Yes, I'm
digging
that.
What about it?
I think it's the laid back, you know, unexpected comments coming out of his mouth.
Yeah. See, you've got to work on that.
There you go. Laid back, unexpected alien looking. Yeah. Right.
How do you feel about the fact that he's a stripper? Does that bother you?
No,
does
that doesn't
kind of
bother
do it
me.
For you?
All right.
It doesn't bother me.
No, if you
we
notice.
We did see a bit of stripper action on Saturday night, actually.
Oh, he did
really?
Some?
Really?
Yeah, just a little bit. Took the shirt off.
That's as far as it
Snake
went.
Peek.
Well, if you have a look at Melissa's cubicle, she's now got a pole installed, so she's expecting him to pop around. Did you? Thanks for coming in, Melissa.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I hope we weren't too rude to you.
Yeah.
We love the cubicle.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to say now is anybody, you can be part of the show. Did you have an awesome weekend?
Yeah.
We're not going to have time for the dovetails, I'm afraid, Ed.
Fine.
They do return from tomorrow onwards. Call us up. Anything at all could constitute an awesome weekend.
Yeah.
1-333-53. That's the new Radicals, and you get what you give. Here at Get This on Triple M, Andrew Powell's with us as we climb the mountain.
Oh, God.
Who's had an awesome weekend, Ed?
Hello, Christine.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
What happened to you on the weekend?
Well, I met a nice man.
Ooh.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
And?
Managed to still go to work.
Not bad.
Right.
And moved house.
In with the nice man?
Oh,
what? So this all happened in the course of, what, 24 hours?
Well, 24, let's see, yeah, if that sounds reasonable, yes.
So you met him and you've moved in already?
No, not to his place.
Ah.
No, no.
Oh, so you're two-timing him?
Fair enough, Christine. Sweet weekend. Thank you very much.
Easy, isn't it?
Hello, Steve, are you there?
G'day, Andrew. G'day, Tone. Listen, this happened a while ago.
It was
a weekend. You know when things just go well?
No, but tell us about it.
This weekend started off, I was travelling interstate to watch my football team play in Adelaide.
Fair enough.
And at the airport, sat down, they called my name up, I'm thinking, what's going on? Got an upgrade to business class for nothing.
Thank
you very much.
Wow.
One little bloke in business that I know from the footy club. So he said, listen, don't worry about a cab to the hotel, I'll shout you one.
Oh,
fantastic. Right. Got there, got in line. I'm sorry, sir, we've got a problem with the room. We'll have to upgrade you to a club regency room.
Oh,
no charge.
Sweet.
It's all going well.
Yeah.
Went to the football. We beat Adelaide over in Adelaide.
Oh.
That was my first ever time being interstate and having a win.
Not bad.
Very, very nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Didn't get killed by the crowd.
Good.
When they escorted me to our after-match function. Got free crownies at the after-match function. Then they said, there's another after-match function at the Hyatt. Went to that one. Free crownies. Who popped in and said hello? The Prime Minister. Hello, how are you going? This is a private function. This all I am.
And he gave you a job as Foreign Minister. What
it gets better. Off to the nightclub, which there is only one nightclub in Adelaide, I believe.
Is this with the Prime Minister? Is he in tow?
No. He'd already gone off, I think.
He was already there.
Went there, and one of the players happened to be walking in the front door, and he said, oh, they're with us. Straight through. Free entry, guys, up to the VIP lounge. Free crownies.
Wait a second. Ah, oh, I was going to say, let me guess. Free crownies. Free crownies.
Do you work for Crown? What's going on with the crownies?
But
you get
so
free drinks.
There.
Wouldn't you have like a martini or something?
No, it's sorry. Sometimes.
When you went upstairs, what happened then? Rebecca Roman Stamos made furious love to you for 12 hours straight. It just keeps getting better and free crownies, I'm guessing.
Now, what happened, guys, though? Guess what?
Yeah.
Like the pun. Went to the casino afterwards. Last thing I remember thinking, I can't believe they've let me in having so many beers this tonight. But woke up next morning, put my hand in my pocket, still dressed, by the way, handful of chips. I'd won $1,000, didn't even know it.
Oh,
what is going on?
That's extraordinary. You know, you had the Kavorka, Steve.
Party with you, Steve.
Thank you,
sir. I'm going to go down to Jeremy. Are you there? Nathan, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, man, what'd you do on the weekend?
Do you reckon you can top that last bloke's
score? Yeah, I was going to say.
I think I might. I went to the Salvation Army, and I found two dessert cups, little glass dessert cups, and I had four of them, and I needed two more to have a set of six.
And
so
now?
I'm all set up with that now.
Yes. Fantastic! Forget the free crownies, meeting the PM, and popping upstairs at the casino for a footballer sandwich. I found those two dessert cups.
Are they just like the others?
Exactly.
They're exactly the same.
Can I ask you, are you going to have a dinner party now so you can use them? And can I come?
I have to find six people to come over.
Well, but hello.
I think I might be able to use them sometime.
What are you thinking? Sundays? Delicious Sundays?
That would be nice. Maybe some chocolate mousse or something.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
you just need to find some friends now and you'd be really sad.
I'm so happy for you, man.
Everyone, it seems.
Great.
Had an awesome weekend, but it is time for us to get out of here.
Sorry to the people we didn't get to.
And sorry to the people doing the next program.
Kidding.
Yeah, that's it, Andrew.
Is that it?
That's as far as it goes here.
Flash in the pan.
Thank you to everyone who had one. Thank you, Andrea, for coming in.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much, Melissa, for popping out of the cubicle.
Very kind.
And I think today's key phrase was simply, boob dent. And we'll be back tomorrow with, once again, Greg Fleet.
Oh.
And it's all thanks to the van of the year, the Mercedes-Benz Vito.
As a form of punishment.